Those of you who have had a chance to check out Waking Up know that I have quoted at length from the book Typee by Herman Melville, and which is based on his experiences, or describes his experiences, living for months and months with an island people, Polynesian people, and how he came to have to confront those misconceptions that we were just talking about, that he had about his brothers and sisters of that land, and came to not just appreciate their qualities, their joy, their power, but to recognize, in seeing this authentic power, the degree to which we have put ours, as Peter Kropotkin says, in thrall at the service of these false folks who want to be gods. Continuing with Peter Kropotkin, it will perhaps be objected that during the last 50 years, a good many liberal laws have been enacted. But if these laws are analyzed, it will be discovered that this liberal legislation consists in the repeal of the laws bequeathed to us by the barbarism of preceding centuries. Every liberal law, every radical program may be summed up in these words: abolition of laws grown irksome to the middle class itself, and return and extension to all citizens of liberties enjoyed by the townships of the 12th century. The abolition of capital punishment, which we still don't have. Trial by jury for all crimes. There was a more liberal jury in the 12th century. The election of magistrates. The right of bringing public officials to trial. The abolition of standing armies. Free instruction, etc. Right? Everything that is pointed out as an invention of modern liberalism, except here in the U.S., right? Is but a return to the freedom which existed before church and king laid hands upon every manifestation of human life. Thus, the protection of exploitation directly by laws on property and indirectly by the maintenance of the state is both the spirit and the substance of our modern codes and the one function of our costly legislative machinery. But it's time we gave up being satisfied with mere phrases and learn to appreciate their real significance. The law, which on its first appearance presented itself as a compendium of customs useful for the preservation of society, is now perceived to be nothing but an instrument for the maintenance of exploitation and the domination of the toiling masses by rich idlers. At the present day, its civilizing mission is nil. It has but one object: to bolster up exploitation. And those rich idlers, I might interjection, have been transformed by their assiduous efforts to take in hand the entire globe into Plato's tribe. And they are not motivated by money, and they are not idlers. We wish they were. We wish they would go take all their money and leave us to rebuild, because we are the source of all wealth. This is what is told us by history. Continuing with Peter Kropotkin, this is what is told us by history as to the development of law. Is it in virtue of this history that we are called upon to respect it? Certainly not. It has no more title to respect than capital, the fruit of pillage. And the first duty of the revolution will be to make a bonfire of all existing laws, as it will of all titles to property. And that's from Law and Authority, and I'm getting these essays from Kropotkin's Revolutionary Pamphlets, edited by Roger Baldwin. And what did Shakespeare tell us? What do we know in our hearts about true wealth? And the cost of coveting the false. Quote, those that much covet are with gain so fond, foolish, that what they have not, that which they possess, they scatter and unloose it from their bond, And so by hoping more, they have but less, or gaining more. The profit of excess is but to surfeit. And such griefs sustain that they prove bankrupt in this poor, rich gain. And that is from The Rape of Lucrece, a long poem that is full of a lot of wisdom, a lot of pain. And I found over and over the need to give thanks for William Shakespeare for his attention to the dynamics of power and present insights that never are not relevant. And we are in his debt. It is time for us to move on and start writing the story in our actions of our freedom.